Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to live your life by design in 2009? Well, then sit back, relax, and enjoy an empowering conversation to advance and enhance your life. And now, your host, Ms. Kathy Holloway Hill and Mr. Tony Lamont.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we are so glad that you're going to be joining us this evening on the Living by Design show. We have a fabulous lineup for you this evening, and I think you're going to be very pleased with our guest. But before we get to our guest, Tony, I want to ask, how are you doing this evening?
Doing good. Very good. Thank you very much.
Well, that's wonderful to hear.
How about yourself?
I am doing fabulous as well, doing fabulous. There is so much going on in my life, Tony, and I just want to kind of share a little bit of it with my listeners. Some of it you know. So many teleseminars coming up, lots of teleseminars coming up, and I want to make sure that everyone is aware, and I want you to stay close to me on Facebook and Twitter, and you can find me everywhere. I'm just all over the place. Of course, my website, www.chollowayhill.com, or you can find me on Facebook under Kathy Holloway Hill, or Emotional Bailout, the name of my book. But we've got a lot of teleseminars coming up, and I am partnering with some wonderful individuals. I tell you, Tony, I have just been very fortunate lately meeting just the right people that just align so well with what I believe in and my vision and my mission, and I'm just so pleased about that. And one of the young ladies that I'm working with, Michelle Prince, she just recently wrote a book. The title of her book is Winning in Life Now, and Zig Ziglar wrote her foreword for her. And I'm going to be partnering with her to do a teleseminar. And another gentleman by the name of Edward Foxworth, he has a radio show, and he's done some TV shows in his career, and he has a book entitled The Six Routines of Self-Discovery, and we're going to be doing a teleseminar together. And then another gentleman by the name of Paul Lawrence Van, he just completed a four-week teleseminar entitled Living on Higher Ground, which is also the title of his book, and it was absolutely fabulous. It truly was living on higher ground, and he's going to be making the audio available soon, so stay tuned for that, because I tell you, that was a very empowering four-week series. I was a guest host on one of them, and it was just very empowering, Tony. So I'm encouraging you, too, to take a listen to that, because it was great. It was fabulous.
Well, it sounds real good. I know everyone should really look forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so moving on to our topic this evening, we have a topic that is very important, and I'm sure it is on everyone's mind right now, because we are living in a very, very challenging economy right now. And there's a record number of layoffs and unemployment. It's just at an all-time high. I don't even have the stats. Do you even know, Tony, what the percentages are? I'm sure our guest knows when she comes on the line.
I know nationally it's approaching, if it's not already surpassed, 10%.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty big number. That's a pretty big number. Well, at any rate, our guest this evening, she is an authority, an absolute authority. Her name is Kathy Fayock, and she's an employment strategist. And I actually met Kathy at a National Speakers Association event, and she is an outstanding individual and a dear, dear friend. And she is just so insightful, and she just knows so much about the market and everything that's going on right now. And she really was the one that helped me to understand how very valuable consulting can be as an option. And it is an option, a very viable option. It's a path that requires almost no overhead and can just ultimately be a path that leads to traditional employment options if that's what you want. It's a great option for those who want to, you know, maintain their work-life balance, who are tired of the hassles connected with traditional employment, planned politics, managing people, and all that junk that you have to deal with in corporate America. And it's just a fabulous option, and she is very, very good at it. You know, she's been doing this for a long time. She's in the National Speakers Association. I know she has some books that she's written. And I am just not going to delay any further. I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest on the line, Kathy Fayock. Kathy, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I certainly can, loud and clear, and we are so excited for you to join us this evening.
Well, I'm just so delighted to be with you.
Absolutely. And this is a good topic because it's something, Kathy, that you know so many people are really struggling with right now. And I just feel so bad for them because, as you know, I'm a life coach, and so many people are coming to me with these problems of not knowing how to find streams of income. They don't know what to do, where to go, which way to turn. And I'm just so glad you're here and you can offer some advice or
And hope. I'm here to offer hope for folks because it is frustrating. And I think so many folks are at a point where they sort of had it with the corporate world. They paid their dues. They put in their time. They have great skills, great competencies, but feel like they're either at a dead end or they're having to start over because their company has gone belly up or they've been caught in a restructuring. And I think consulting offers some very real and some very exciting opportunities for individuals who are still very motivated, feel like they have a lot to give, but maybe want to give it back in their own terms. And I think that's what consulting offers a lot of individuals, the opportunity to do work, to do the challenging work that you love, but in your own terms.
That's great. That is absolutely great. Yeah, and that is very, very important because a lot of people that are in corporate America, and you know this, Kathy, they're not happy.
No. In fact, I think there's a lot of folks who are sitting tight right now who don't want to make a move. They're miserable, but they don't want to make a move because they're just too afraid in this economy. But I think once things start turning around, and I sense that that change is coming, I'm very much of an optimist. So I'm anticipating that the turning of the tides is about to happen. And I think we're going to see a lot of people moving, playing musical chairs, and finally going after the job of their dreams, which may be consulting.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely, you know, like I said earlier before I brought you on the line, it's a viable option for so many reasons because, you know, a lot of people just don't want that hassle of having to be at the office all day, every day. They want some work-life balance and, you know, they're tired of all the office politics and there are many reasons for considering consulting as an option.
Absolutely. I think there's just tons of benefits. You know, you're doing work that you love. I mean, assuming that you have been in a field that you have some passion for, you're going to be doing very similar work. So you're really capitalizing on your past experience and leveraging your skills and competencies and abilities. You're generally going to be paid fairly well for doing that, but you're going to be able to see a lot of different work environments, and you're going to be able to experience a lot of different organizational cultures. It's also just a wonderful stopgap measure between opportunities. Whether this is for you long-term or not, it can be a great way to find something quickly. In fact, I have a great story. A friend of mine was really resisting being a consultant, but he had been between opportunities for some time. And finally, we kept saying, come on, Walt, you gotta do this. It's great. You're going to love consulting. And he said, no, I really don't want to be a consultant. I want traditional employment. Well, finally, after finding nothing, he decided to hang out his shingle and become a consultant. And within a couple months, he had not only his first engagement, but he had a job offer from his first client. So I really do believe that if ultimately you want full-time employment, that this can be a great measure. But I think it's also a great measure if you are wanting to go in a slightly different career direction, but don't want to start completely over. It's a way, as I said earlier, to capitalize on your background and leverage your strengths, abilities, your great knowledge.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely correct, Kathy. I totally agree. So talk to the listeners a little bit about what actually is happening in the world of consulting. I know you said a little bit about let's kind of do a scenario here. If someone does have a full-time job, and like you said, they're just miserable, they absolutely hate it,
mm-hmm.
and they want to try to migrate or transition out of that into something else, can they do that through consulting? Can they still have a full-time job, do a little bit of consulting on the side just to kind of test it out?
Absolutely. I know of many, many folks who have full-time jobs who are consulting on the side. And it's a beautiful way to start because you have very little risk. You have very little outlay in terms of capital or any other investments. And you can kind of try it on for size. Now, that's not what happened to me. I got caught in a downsizing over 20 years ago and basically knew that my job was coming to an end. So I just had been thinking about consulting and thought, let's just let this be the time where I try it out. But what's so wonderful for folks is if you are full-time employed, why not start by just doing informational interviews? In other words, thinking about all the folks you know who either use consultants, are consultants, have been consultants, and talk to those folks about their experience. What makes a great consultant? What are the pluses of consulting? What do you hate about consulting? What is the advice you would give to me as starting out as a new consultant? And I think informational interviewing is definitely the way to go. Luckily for me, when I started as a consultant, I knew my job was ending, as I had indicated. And during that time when I was still employed, I did go on literally hundreds of informational interviews. In fact, my husband teased me. He said that I took the city of Louisville out to lunch during that time frame because I was taking folks to lunch, picking their brains, brainstorming with them, and it was a great opportunity. So I think that's maybe the very first thing that folks should attempt to do is just set up some lunches with your good friends who are consultants, who've been consultants, who use consultants, and find out about their experiences and then start formulating your plan.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, Kathy, as you know, this is a live show, and callers sometimes call in, so I will periodically check to see if they have a question. And I'm going to go to the phone lines and ask area code 480. You're on the line. Do you have a question?
Hi, Kathy, and Kathy as well, correct?
Yes. It's okay. Very easy tonight.
Two Kathys and a Tony.
Oh, yeah. I got Tony down. So I think this is a great topic, especially with the economy today, and I'm in a situation where I am creating my own consulting practice, and I've been at it for less than a year. And Kathy has been a coach and mentor for me, and she's amazing. My question to you is, I took on just a very small extra part-time position, 15 to 20 hours a week, 2 weeks ago, and I'm finding that I am not getting the work done towards my consulting practice, the writing and different things, because that 20 hours is a lot of time in a week. And so I'm just kind of struggling with some sort of schedule. Like, I'm excited to do my consulting stuff, so I tend to do that, and then I put the other off. And I can do the second position from home. But if you have any suggestions for just kind of how to stay on track for your consulting business while you are still doing something else.
That's a great question, and it's actually something I'm dealing with right now because I had my own consulting practice for 20 years, and I did that full time. And then I decided I was lonely, and I wanted to be with a team again, and I joined a consulting group, Resources Global Professionals, and that's my full-time job. But I still do some of my own consulting, primarily speaking and training, on my own. So I'm juggling a full-time job, which is actually more than 40 hours a week, along with the speaking and training and writing that I'm doing. and it is a challenge. I'm finding what I'm having to do is just be very, very disciplined, and I carve out time each week that is my time for consulting on my own. And I have a to-do list, I have a prioritization list, and when I'm at work, though, I'm on the job, I'm here 110%, but I really do schedule my, and I don't do well on evening. When I get home, I'm pooped. So it's usually a Saturday or a Sunday that I block out my time, and then I'm just really dedicated and focus on what my to-do list is and check it off one by one until I get all those items done. I also have a list of, that list is very carefully prioritized too, so I know that, okay, I need to first invoice this client because I need the money coming in, but then second, I need to start doing the outline for this report, and next, I need to do the proposal for this new client, and so on and so forth. So having a very disciplined schedule, having your stuff very well organized, and dedicating that time for your consulting projects maybe is the best advice I can give.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. And then just the other struggle is just getting in time to relax or exercise or do things that keep me emotionally healthy too, because I feel like with doing both, I don't really give myself that, I don't find the time. You know, the kids started school a couple of weeks ago, and which has been kind of, maybe when that settles in, you know, I can find time for myself, but I'm starting to feel it even in the short 2 weeks. So I think this is a great topic.
Yeah, but I've found that just like I said about scheduling time for the consulting work, I also need to schedule time for me, and those evening times are for me, and I also block out time every morning for my exercise and on weekends for time with my husband and having some together time. So it really does require a bit of diligence in terms of carving out that time and sticking to your schedule, because it's very easy to get lopsided. I know when I started my consulting practice, I just wanted to dive in and do consulting 24 hours a day, because there's always something you can do when it's your organization, when it's your company. But I needed to learn that if I was going to be in this for the long haul, I needed to set some boundaries and not be working on my business 24/7.
Okay, that's a good reminder, so thank you.
Okay, well, good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the question. That was a good question. And you know, Kathy, not only with what the caller said, Bridget, and, you know, she's absolutely correct, because she's one of my proteges, and she's an absolutely dear, dear person, dear friend. And it does take a lot of discipline. It requires a lot of discipline. When you are trying to kick your consulting business off the ground or your company or whatever the case may be, if you don't have discipline and a plan, I don't know how it's going to work, because those two are critical.
I agree. Yeah, it's just not going to happen if you don't have those things working for you. And especially when I started on the business, there's so much to do. There's so many things that were on my to-do list. But, you know, you can only do so much, and it's so important to create that balance in your life so you don't get burned out in the first year you're doing this business.
Exactly, exactly. So let's talk about some of the benefits, because, you know, we know a few of the challenges. We've talked about a few of the challenges. So let's talk about some of the benefits, because I really want the callers to know, you know, even though it does require discipline, it requires a very thorough plan, and there's a lot of things that go into pretty much the same things that you do in corporate America. Whatever you're doing on your job in corporate America, that requires discipline and a plan too, so... You know,
it does.
It's kind of the same. Just a little bit different type of plan, but still a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the other benefits?
Well, one of the benefits for me, and this may or may not be a benefit for other folks, but I loved working out of my home. I thought it was great fun just being able to go upstairs to my spare bedroom and my PJs and robe and slippers and be able to make client calls and do my work in the privacy of my own home at whatever hours or whatever time fitted my schedule. And so I love that. I love being able to work out of the home. Although I have to say the flip side of that was I'm a very much of an extrovert. So working on my own, out of my own home, nobody there around me during the day, I became very isolated. So I had to create strategies to get out and get that connection with people that keeps my energy going. So I had to learn that. But I loved working at home. And it's a way, too, to keep your expenses very, very reasonable and everything just right there. Again, one of the pluses and negatives was I love the fact that if I had an idea, I would be maybe watching TV at night and I'd have a great idea. Oh, my gosh, I could write an article on this or I could do this kind of a letter to prospective clients. I didn't have to wait until I went into work the next day. I could just run back to my home office and start putting some ideas together, get something outlined, and that was a lot of fun. Although what I learned eventually was that I had to put some boundaries on that and say, okay, I'm only going to work until 7 o'clock at night or whatever it was, because I found myself working later and longer, and then I wasn't getting to sleep at night, and then I was working around the clock or sleeping around the clock, so it was something I really had to manage. Another thing that I loved about being a consultant and still do is there's so many different business models that you can set up, so many different ways that you can create income streams. And I think that's one of the fun, creative parts of being a consultant and having your own business. You can first let me back up and say that I was an HR consultant and did HR consulting and speaking and training and writing around HR topics. So what I found was even in the world of HR consulting, human resources consulting, there are folks who act as sort of like the HR department for very small companies, and that's one business model. I ended up doing more speaking and training than actually consulting, working for fairly large organizations. There are folks who worked in certain specialty areas. Even within the HR world, you could work in benefits or compensation or staffing or employee retention engagement. So many, many different ways that you could work and many ways to make money. What I found was that you can leverage your knowledge in a number of different ways. You can give a presentation and get paid for that. You can provide your advice in terms of consulting services. You can do coaching, as I know that you do, Kathy. You can do writing, whether it's articles or books or information for websites, for blogs. So there's lots and lots of ways to leverage your knowledge and expertise in a way that creates additional income for you.
And you know, I want to make a comment about that, what you just said about writing articles.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many. Now, of course, be very, very careful. I'm going to caution everyone to be very careful because you have to do your due diligence and your investigation and make sure that you're not being scammed.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of scam sites out there, but there are a lot of legitimate sites that are looking for great writers.
You bet. I have always been doing a lot of writing. I have not, in addition to the books that I've written, I have 5 books, but I've also written probably hundreds, if not thousands, of articles for specialty trade publications, for different niche publications. And what I found, too, is you write something for restaurant HR folks. Well, you might be able to write something for another industry, and by getting some additional examples, you can take that bit of information, tailor it to the new industry, and you have just repackaged that article, that information, in a way that's new and unique, and you'll be able to either get some income coming from that or some new client opportunities coming from that.
One thing I wanted to ask and one thing I wanted to comment on is, you know, listening to the conversation, I know there may be a lot of folks out there that hear the word consultant, and they understand what a consultant does. But And many times when you're sitting at your desk working for the corporation or the company that you're working with, and you know when you're in meetings, your ideas are the freshest ideas or you're of great value to the company or the department, but you haven't felt like I can do my own thing. What was it or what is it that gives that person that idea that, hey, look, my ideas are new. I can actually take it outside of these four walls, off this particular floor or out of this department? Because a lot of times I think a lot of folks would be great consultants, but they sit there and say, well, only these folks want to hear what I have to say. How do we get those folks to understand that what they have to say is of value? Their skills actually are of value outside those four walls.
Well, I think for me, it came from doing some early speaking. Before I went out on my own, I did some presentations for the Society for Human Resource Management, did some state conference work as well as some local chapter work. And what I found was some of the things that I had done within the corporate world were very valuable. I had developed some very creative, out-of-the-box thinking around how do you recruit large numbers of entry-level employees. I was at Kentucky Fried Chicken, and we developed some really innovative strategies for recruiting our entry-level hourly employees. And I gave a couple of presentations on this, and people were hungry to hear this because there had been a lot of presentations about how you hire folks at sort of the higher ends of the staffing chain, you know, executive recruiting, but there wasn't too much on how do you strategically approach recruiting large numbers of entry-level employees, say for retail, for hospitality, for housekeeping, maintenance roles, you know, all of those kinds of roles. So that became my specialty area. I sort of learned about that by doing some of these presentations and understanding that there was a real market need for that information. And then from that, then decide, okay, well, that's something that I'm going to do when I create my speaking and consulting practice, was focus on those things that I knew had value outside of my organization based on that experience.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And, Kathy, I'm going to just go to the phone lines quickly here. Just
great.
To make sure my, they really are crowded in here, but I just want to make sure they're listening. Area code 301, do you have a question or a comment, or are you just listening?
Yes, good evening. This is Paul Van. How are you doing, Kathy and Tony?
Well, hey, Paul. How are you doing this evening?
Doing wonderful. And I do have a question for Kathy, and, of course, I'm enjoying this episode as well.
Excellent.
The question I have is, and I'm thinking just in terms of the macro perspective, the big picture, people who are just getting started in the consulting field, how do they go about their target market? They base it on, I know in your case, HR, so you're doing human resources. Some people may very well be in acquisition or procurement or finances. So the way they market, how do people go about marketing their wares to prospective customers when they start out as consultants?
Well, there's a couple ways. That's a great question, Paul. One thing that I might suggest is, first of all, consider the two different models. There's at least two different models of consulting, but I'll touch on two. One is you're a solo practitioner, so you do it all yourself. But the second option is to join a firm like the one I'm with now, Resources Global Professionals, and be a part of an organization that's going to be doing the targeting, that's doing the marketing, that's making the cold calls, that's doing maybe the stuff that you don't particularly want to do. So I want to be sure that people understand that there are firms that they may be hired because of their expertise by these kinds of consulting firms. So perhaps it's not even necessary to think about you know, how you create your target market because they're doing that for you. But for those solo practitioners who are going about doing it themselves, I think you've got to sit down and do some serious strategic planning and figure out where your key value is. What is your value proposition? Now, for me, I had developed some staffing, creative staffing initiatives for this organization that needed to hire lots of entry-level employees. So that became sort of my first thought, is what other kinds of companies need to hire large numbers of entry-level hourly employees, probably because there is a lot of turnover in those ranks. So I started thinking about, okay, well, hospitality is the industry where I've come from, but, you know, maybe I can work in hospitals, maybe banks, maybe retailing, and maybe multi-unit operations, and that is where I ended up doing a lot of my business.
Okay.
So it's kind of thinking about where your competencies are, where you sort of add value, and then creating your strategy from that.
Outstanding. Thank you very much.
And Paul, I want to kind of add a little bit, because it's absolutely right on in everything she said. And I just wanted to add, and you know, probably already know this because you and I have talked quite a bit, but when you put together your business model, the first question you want to ask yourself is, what is your message?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What is your message and who needs it? Who needs your message? Who needs the information, your skills, your value? Who needs what you have to offer? So those are the two critical questions. And then, you know, what Kathy said is important, too, because I actually I work with Kathy at Resources Global, and it's a great mix for me because I have my own company, C. Holloway Hill Enterprises, and I have my business model. And I also work with Kathy, and then her company goes out and they do their thing and they find their clients. And then Kathy just comes to me and says, hey, I have a client that needs your skills and your abilities, and that's that. So I think mixing it is a great way to do it. You have your own business model, and then you can leverage Kathy's company's business model.
Right. Yeah, that's a very, very great idea in terms of putting them together. And the problem is there's not a lot out there on that. A lot of people would not know it, in all likelihood.
Yes, that's right. Well, that's one of the reasons I'm on this program tonight,
exactly,
and kind of get the word out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'll get it out, too. Thank you very much,
Kathy.
We want
to make people aware. So thanks for calling in, Paul. That was a great question.
Okay, thank you all. I'll still be on listening. Thank you.
Okay, that's fabulous.
Okay.
Thank you. So, but, and Kathy, so let's kind of move on to the traits of a successful consultant, because since Paul kind of opened the door.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that, the traits of what makes a successful consultant. What makes one better than the other?
Well, I think one of the constants that I see, and, you know, I've hired a lot of consultants to work with us here at the Louisville Office of Resources, and I would have to say the one common theme that I see among all our consultants is they are great problem solvers. They have wonderful critical thinking skills. They are the kind of folks who love to get into a messy situation, kind of figure out what's really going on, and come up with that client with a great solution. So I'd say wonderful critical thinking skills, problem-solving skills, love to go into chaos and figure it out. That makes a great consultant. In fact, I was talking with one potential consultant, and we were talking about his background. He said, yeah, he said, in some ways I feel like I've been a job hopper. I go into an organization, and I set up the new department, or I go through the systems implementation, or I set up a new department. And then once that's done and we're in the maintenance mode, I'm ready to move on. He said, you know, until I came to talk with you, I thought I was a job hopper, but now I realize I'm just a consultant. And I think that's a great message. So if you feel like you get bored once everything is business as usual, then you may be cut out to be a good consultant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the number one trait or skill.
Mm-hmm. And Tony kind of touched on something earlier when he asked the question about, I know a lot of people are very reluctant. They're very reluctant to just step out there and try it because they maybe feel like Tony said that, well, nobody really wants to use my skills. Nobody really wants to hear what I have to say. And I know it takes a lot of confidence, and it takes a lot of maybe passion to really want to try to do something different and get away from just your normal, mundane, you know, typical ways of earning income, because the whole idea here is to earn as much income as we possibly can. I mean, we know we love what we do, and I'm passionate about what we do, but let's just be real and keep it real, and we know we need to get paid.
You bet.
You know, we all need to earn a living. So, you know, you might as well earn a living and get paid for something that you absolutely love to do. So, you know, back to your question, Tony, if it's something that the person truly, truly, truly loves, I am encouraging them to just go out and step out on faith. You don't have to give up your day job. Just try consulting on the side.
Absolutely.
Well, and, you know, the reason I really pose the question that way is because there was a buddy of mine who was the utmost thinker, I guess the best way of saying it, he thought out of the box better than anyone I've ever met. And he worked in a environment that was extremely traditional. So every time he came up with an idea, everyone in the meeting, everyone that was around him said, well, you know, that's great, but we can't do it. That's great, but we can't do it. So he became frustrated, and he decided that he would try some things outside, as I mentioned, the four walls of the business he was working in. And what he found out was, outside of those four walls, there were people that were thinking like him, who wanted new, fresh ideas. And he ended up starting a consultancy because those individuals wanted that kind of thing. And it was in the health industry, because a lot of times when you work in the health field and they're trying to get marketing and messages out, they're very traditional. They share the same ideas. Well, he decided to do something a little bit different. And doing it differently, he got contracts all over the country and decided to stand up and do it that way. But inside the four walls he was working in, it was driving him crazy, because he just found himself over and over again hearing, well, that's great, but, you know, this isn't the place. That's great, and that would work someplace else, but maybe not here. Well, he took it out, and now his business is doing very well. So that's why I said that, because a lot of times you'll be within your four walls, people telling you, because they're used to doing the same thing. But you know your ideas are innovative. You know the concepts can work if you can just utilize them. So you do have to kind of step out there and put them out there and let people hear them, let people see them, and let people know that these ideas are there, these concepts or these services are available, and just watch what happens. And it's amazing how things will happen, but you do kind of have to step out there, because so often we don't ever step out. And we've talked about this several times on shows, but it is about stepping outside of that balloon or that circle or that box and utilizing the abilities that have been given to you. You weren't given those abilities for no reason. You were given them for a reason. And you might as well utilize them outside the walls that you're within.
Yep, absolutely. And that really sets it up great for my next question, because, Kathy, I want to ask you, in your opinion, what are the critical skill sets for a successful consultant? Because, of course, you know, being a risk taker, you have to be a risk taker to,
yes.
If you're going to just totally leave corporate America, that means if you're going to totally leave, but, you know, of course you don't have to totally leave. You can do it part-time, but, you know, what are some of the skill sets that are critical? And I think planning, of course, is a good one, but I'm sure there are some others.
Well, I think number one is you have to have deep knowledge, understanding, experience within one area of expertise, and that's number one, because nobody's going to hire a consultant to work in an area where they've never worked before. Most consultants get hired because they've been there, they've done that, they have that great experience. I know one time I was interviewing a woman, and she was telling me that she wanted to do change management. She had a wonderful clinical healthcare background, and so I said, well, tell me about the change management efforts you've led. And she said, oh, I haven't really led any, but that's just what I want to do. And I said, well, in order for us to use you as a consultant and have you on those kind of projects, you're going to have that prior experience before you come to us. Or you're going to need to, on your own, maybe give it away at some reduced fee or for free even, and, you know, learn that experience so that then you can turn around and provide it as a consultant. But nobody's going to hire a consultant if you haven't been there, done that before. So that's number one. You have to have that skill, that knowledge, that expertise in a marketable area and something where people are saying, wow, we don't have that on our team, or we don't have that perspective here. Can we bring someone in from the outside? So I think that's critical. And then there are other things too. Great organizational skills, as you've mentioned. Presentation skills, because you're selling yourself, whether it's in a formal presentation or speech or training, or if it's just selling yourself to that client. So those are absolute musts.
That's very good. I absolutely agree. And Kathy, you make a very good point for everyone who's listening. If there is an area that you would like to break into, and if you have 20 years experience in sales and marketing and you want to be a graphic design artist, which has nothing to do with sales and marketing, then go out and learn graphic design and then offer those services for free, or do something on the side part-time and just build up your experience.
Or volunteer for a not-for-profit, or, you know, there's lots of ways you can try out those skills and not charge for them while you're gaining that experience, so that at some point in the future you can sell that knowledge and experience.
Absolutely, because, and I will share my experience with everyone. I started in corporate America. I was in the technology industry. I was in the technology industry for over 20 years, and I am now a career consultant and a life coach, and a lot of people say, what does that have to do with technology? Well, actually, it has to do with technology, because fortunate for me, I was in management and leadership roles, and I had an opportunity to do presentations. I had an opportunity to help develop employees. And as a side item, on the side, part-time, I was working for a lot of organizations as a mentor and a life coach, and helping people with their careers and helping people with their life plans. So I was doing all of that while I was still in corporate America. So by the time I was ready to step out on faith and leave that gigantic income, but that's okay.
Take a deep breath,
because I love what I do now. But by the time I was ready to step out on faith, I had everything aligned well enough where I could do that. I had been in corporate America. I had planned out my financial. I was financially literate, knowing that when I start my company and if things kind of go south income-wise, I need to be prepared for that. So I had everything laid out. Tony tells me all the time, he's like, good Lord, you are one of the best planners I've ever seen in my
life. But you have to be.
Yeah.
You really do have to be.
You absolutely do. And it's not just in this. It's in anything that you expect to succeed in life.
Mm-hmm. You got to get serious about it.
Absolutely, and that's why I'm a life coach, because I am a good planner and because I know the importance of planning and putting together an effective plan. So yeah, those are very important critical traits. I know one thing, corporate America is, you know, when I stepped out of corporate America, things were really starting to focus a lot on competencies. And I left Brown-Forman, and Brown-Forman Corporation was really starting to focus a lot on competencies. And, Kathy, you mentioned that one of the critical aspects of being a successful consultant is to have a skill set in a very specific area, and that's so true. But corporate America was also starting to kind of turn the corner a little bit and have a model where they measured your performance on the skill set you were hired for, in my case, technology,
mm-hmm.
and the soft skills like communication and relationship building and teamwork and those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Those types of things, they're becoming very important too.
Yeah, and it's interesting. In my job, my actual title with resources, I'm the director of recruiting. So talking with folks all the time about becoming a consultant. And one of the things we do is focus on a number of different competencies. And we are interviewing folks to see if they have TEEL, T-I-E-L, talent, integrity, enthusiasm, and loyalty. And we ask lots of questions to make sure that they really do possess those qualities that we're looking for.
Oh, I like that.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
But you have it. You have it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, absolutely, because I know I'm on your staff as one of your consultants. So
yeah, I know.
You called that T-I-E-L.
Teal, yeah.
I like that. Talent, integrity, enthusiasm, and loyalty. Yes, you're right. I have them all, Kathy.
You do. I know you do.
So how does one start get started? Let's say that there are so many people out there that are excited and they're motivated and rejuvenated and anxious to turn the corner and jump out on faith, like Tony said. So what should they do, Kathy? Call you?
Well, Sure, call me, because for many folks, starting with a firm may be a great place to start. Even if you are an individual like yourself who has their own consulting group, their own business, if they're not as busy as they want to be, and I know very few beginning consultants who are as busy as they want to be, it's great to join forces with a firm like Resources so that they're finding some work for you, you're finding some work for you, and it's all working together in a beautiful way. So that may be one key way to get started. I think also kind of do a real good self-assessment to assess your strengths, your skills, your interests, and do enough informational interviewing so that you know what's really right for you. Luckily, I knew my job was ending. I had about 5 months' notice before I left the corporate world. So I did tons of interviews, and I was able to really, by the end of that five-month period, I had a real clear vision of what my business was going to look like, what I was going to charge, how I was going to market, who my key clients were going to be, who I was going to target. So I had that plan put together, but it really does require a lot of research both internally and externally, and then a lot of planning.
Yeah. Hey, Kathy, I want to go ahead and put your website in the chat room. There are several people in the chat room that may want to check you guys out. What is Resources Global's website?
That is a great question. And I'm pulling out one of my business cards, so I have it here in front of me.
Uh-oh. I think it's...
I have it right here. It's www.resourcesglobal.com. It's not that it's that hard. It's just that I just don't remember it.
Yeah, and I should have known that because I've been there many times. But,
yes.
Kathy's organization is a fabulous organization. And now, Kathy, I know you're out of Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, but we have offices all across the country, in fact, all across the globe. We are an international company, as our name implies. So wherever folks may be, there's probably an office in one of the larger cities in your area that's near you that could work with you.
Absolutely. And my experience with Resources is that it's fabulous. You've heard me talk about me owning my own company, and I do, and I have my business model, and I have my clients, and I have the work that I do, but I also am on staff with Kathy's company as a consultant, and it works very, very well. I know Kathy has quite a few consultants there at Resources that do the same thing I do.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And we have all different kinds of folks. We have a woman who was a CPA, had her own CPA practice for 18 years, and decided that she was just tired of doing all that marketing. She loved doing the CPA work, the audit work, the business analysis work, all the other kinds of projects that she was on, but she really just hated the sales and marketing elements. And so she's joined forces with us. So we have lots of different folks. Some of our consultants work with us pretty much as we're their only source of income, of assignments. But then other folks like you, like this other individual, really do have their own stream of income and other things that they're busy with and doing, and that works great with us.
Now, Kathy, someone asked a question in the chat room because we have people that listen in via the phone lines and then they come in via the chat room. So actually, this is kind of a good question, and I don't know the answer. Bridget wanted to know, are there any consulting groups that work on non-business-related topics? Her expertise is in the area of blended families and co-parenting, and she wants to know, are there any consulting companies that hire consultants that have that expertise?
I'm not aware of any, but that doesn't mean they don't exist. So, again, I'm just a firm believer in you get out there and you either Google or you do a bunch of informational interviews. You know, talk, make calls to folks that you know who work around that area and see if there isn't a firm that provides those services. And if not, then it's the perfect firm to perhaps start yourself.
That's right. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. I know there are a lot of people that, you know, they do have an entrepreneurial mindset, and, you know, they're just looking for something to kind of get out there and do because, I mean, something unique and different is the key to being successful because you don't want to start something where there are a gazillion of them already out there. So that might be something that, you know, they could look at doing.
Exactly.
Now, a little bit about Resources Global. I just want to make sure that they get a good feel and our listeners get a good sense and a taste for your company and your specific benefits and how you are different from other consulting companies out there.
Okay. Well, first of all, we began as part of Deloitte & Touche, one of the big four CPA firms, as many consulting groups do. Pretty quickly, we became independent and then publicly traded, and we've been growing like crazy ever since. We now have more than 80 offices, and we work in more than 50 countries all across the globe. The Louisville office is a little over 4 years old, and we work in a number of different areas. You might guess that being a part of a CPA group that, of course, finance and accounting is a big area in which we work. But we also do work in human resources and supply chain and IT. What makes us a little different than a lot of other consulting groups, many times they go in as the expert, and they present their expertise to the client, and this is the way you should do. This is the best practice. We really start from a very different perspective. We start with the premise that our client knows best how to run their business, and we work with our client as a business partner to help them solve problems. We roll up our sleeves. We are not so much telling, but advising and consulting, really truly consulting in a collaborative fashion with our client to help them solve their problems. And we either go in sometimes to help solve specific problems, sometimes to help them through a crunch period or through a growth or acquisition stage or a major transition. And then sometimes we work because their CFO is on maternity leave or one of their key executives is no longer with the organization for whatever reason, and our folks can step in and fill those roles on an interim basis.
Okay. Now let me ask you this, Kathy. I know you said that your company, Global, has specific areas that you focus on, like supply chain, HR, and IT.
Mm-hmm.
What if you had a client that approached you and asked if you had consultants who had skill sets in advertising or sales and marketing or something? How would you handle that? Would you go out and look for consultants with that area of expertise, or would you just turn those clients down?
Well, that's where we love to have partnerships with other firms and other business partners in town. So while there's some areas that we just don't work, and sales and marketing, you've picked a great example, is an area where we just don't do much work at all. Now, there may be some point down the road where would work in that area. But at this point, we don't. So that's where we go to one of our business partners, the friends of the firm, and we might refer folks to that organization.
Okay. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I found as a consultant, having business partnerships or relationships with folks is so important because you don't necessarily want to be a resource for everybody because that if that's not your area of expertise, then you're not going to be able to do the best job for that particular client. So I found that it's always best to say no to business that isn't right for you and then look for the business that is perfect for that opportunity, and you'll create lots of great friendships, and it's a total win-win, especially as you look at it in the long haul.
Right. And one thing I want to add just to, you know, make sure everybody understands exactly the tremendous advantages and benefits for resources is this company, Resources Global Professionals, is a great organization. I mean, Kathy's a dear friend and a very professional individual. And this company is a great option. I mean, they offer, I mean, you can talk a little bit about it, Kathy, a little bit of the training that you guys offer and even some benefits.
We do. It's a great model because we have our consultants as our employees. They're W-2 employees. They're paid when they work, but they're not paid when they don't work. And when they are on an engagement, they become eligible for benefits. And we have a whole array of life, health, vision, dental. It's a fabulous benefit plan. Yes, there are training opportunities, update your skills. We have excellent webinars and other initiatives that folks can take advantage of. So we really take pride in the fact that our consultants are just the best, but then we feel like we treat them as the valued resources that they are.
And it's absolutely true because I really find value in it because it's very rare that you own your own company. I own my own company. Yet I can sign on with a company that not only will find me a job or an assignment paying,
mm-hmm.
but you also take responsibility for offering these extra benefits, health care. I mean, health care in this country, especially when you're owning your own company, it's murder.
So no, it is.
I really find it to be a wonderful, wonderful advantage.
Well, good. We really think it's a great model and so good for so many people. So this is the perfect time to be talking about it. I'm just so glad that we've been able to talk about consulting and offer some options for folks who are, you know, really thinking there's got to be something different out there, a way for me to use my skills and abilities in a different way, and consulting may be the answer.
And you know what, I'd like to also add, I mean, I'm glad you said it that way, because there are so many people that have lost their jobs, and they've got skills, and they're looking to go into a position that utilizes those skills, and they're looking to get back into the same kind of environment that they were removed from, or they moved from. And the problem with that is that if you have an opportunity to do something that you love to do on your terms, then why not do it versus going back into the same situation? Because in many instances, I mean, this economy is making its way back, but it's still going to be a little while before it gets back. And a lot of folks are saying that we'll never see it like it used to be. And because of that, I think that folks that use that experience and use those skills that they've learned and take those experiences, because they're, one thing I found out, and I know both Kathys know this, there are folks in business that pay good money to utilize your experience. That's what they're looking for, and they'll do whatever it takes to get that experience because they want the best that they can get. And sometimes, and I've even seen this happen, I've seen, and a lot of companies are doing this now, they will eliminate positions to get consultants in because they know that they can change the benefit packages and do all these other things, and they can bring a consultant in and get it, make it more efficient for their company to get things done. And a lot of the liabilities are changed around, so a lot of companies are doing that. So why not take advantage of what you have? And I'm only saying that because there's nothing wrong with going out and hustling. There's nothing wrong with going out and doing what you have to do. But if you've got skills and you've got a love for what you do and you know that you can tell the story and do it very well and get the job done very well, there are companies out there that need your skills and need your experience, and why not take a chance?
Absolutely. And Tony, I appreciate that last comment. We are coming up on our last 30 seconds. The show just absolutely flew out of our hands. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us this evening. You have added a valuable, valuable toolkit of knowledge for all of our listeners. So thank you so much for joining
us. Well, thank you to both you and Tony. It was great to talk with you this hour. It's gone fast.
It has gone fast, which I knew it would. So I will be in touch with you, Kathy. I'm sure there will be residual questions after this is over, and I will definitely send them your way. So thank you guys for joining us this evening. I'm Kathy Holloway-Hill.
And I'm Tony Lamont.
And we will see you next week.